When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
Hey guys, Jillian Michaels here with some super exciting news. You can now listen to new episodes of the show completely ad-free, exclusively on Stitcher Premium. In addition to our ad-free episodes, you can also listen to tons of other ad-free Wondery shows. You can sign up now for a free month of Stitcher Premium by going to stitcherpremium.com/Wondery and using the promo code Wondery, W-O-N-D-E-R-Y. Then once you're signed up, you just download the Stitcher app for iOS or Android and start listening. That's stitcherpremium.com/Wondery, promo code Wondery. This is the Jillian Michaels Show coming at you from TuneIn Studios in Venice, California. All right, guys, I don't know what's going on, but you seem to be obsessed with Alaya Naturals. And so Shauna Ryder, the founder, has her own relationship with all of you now and would like to offer you a discount to all podcast listeners. What is it, G? It's JM Pod. So you literally go to AlayaNaturals.com, and if you enter JM Pod, P-O-D, J-M-P-O-D, you'll get 15% off your entire purchase. That's AlayaNaturals.com, A-L-A-Y-A, Naturals, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S.com. Oh, Cindy, are you chewing something? Are you mid-chew?
No, not me.
G stopped chewing. He did put his windbreaker back on. We're in four padded walls. This asshole's wearing a windbreaker, guys.
It's chilly in here.
Four padded walls.
It's for the extra.
It's windy.
For the extra bump off the wall. Protect myself.
Oh my god!
It looks like an insane asylum in here.
All right, I got a question. We kind of alluded to this previously before, and I noticed I have this pattern, and I don't think I'm alone, that builds resentment in me. And I'm creating the pattern. But, like, I want to know, does anybody else suffer with this, or am I alone with this whole resentment thing?
Like holding on to resentment?
No, or? Like, I get myself in these situations, and then I'm pissed about it. But I create the dynamic.
Oh.
and it's like, you know, I create the dynamic, or I it takes two, but like I played a role in it. And I realized that, like, the way to make this stop, by the way, I'm not even gonna bury the lead. I'm gonna like jump ahead is to stop doing your part. But like I noticed, dude, like we went to Japan for the new year. I've been to Japan twice. I didn't really want to go to Japan. Mm. And I agreed to go.
It was my fault. We were going to go to Africa, but I didn't book it in time. We were going to go to South America, but I didn't book it in time. So everything was booked. Mm. So it was like China, Southeast Asia, Japan. And the little group, like everybody had not been to Japan and wanted to go to Japan. So I was like, okay, fine. But then I was in Japan and I was like, it's not a good time. Like I told everybody, because I've been there twice. I was like, it's not a good time. It's freezing cold, you know, and everything shut down. It's like a huge holiday for them. Oh no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Then I'm in Japan, freezing my ass off, miserable, pissed.
Of course.
And I'm like, why didn't I just say no? Like I could have said no, but the pleaser in me was like, okay, okay, you know, and I should have said no. And it like, and it's like, but I don't, right? Because it's like, and I look back at my past and I know why I'm not saying no.
Are you trying not to control?
No, no. I'm trying to please. Mm. I'm trying to please. But like, am I alone in this? Like, do you have resentments?
I mean, like, put myself in a situation, like, I did it again. What am I doing?
Resent people.
Yeah, I don't think I resent people.
I did it again. What am I doing? Regret.
Yeah, I won't. I recently told someone, I was like, I'm not going to do something for you that makes you happy, but doesn't make me happy.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I just won't do it.
But you used to.
I used to, but I won't.
Anymore. Yeah. And then you resent.
Yeah. And then.
And it destroys relationships.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
But if you say, this is not what I want, it's what you want. But if I do this, it's going to lead to X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
Then you've at least spoken your piece and you just have to be firm and say, I'm not going to do this. Whatever consequence comes from it, comes from it.
Comes from it. It's like, it's tough though. You got to be okay with the consequence. Because for some of us, like for me, the like codependent pleaser is like, oh, well, this is where my value is. I'm a pleaser. This is where, like, you know, this is like, I make you happy. So you're stable. So I know the relationship is stable. Like it has to do with abandonment stuff. It's deep shit. But then you know what you do, right? You create these situations where you're resentful and you kill the relationship anyway.
Right.
And I realized like, even with Heidi, like, look, I mean, Heidi's a great person. But we're divorced for a reason. And it was a two-way street.
Right.
100%. But it's something, and in all fairness, like, it should have stopped years before. It should have. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think we were like, well, we have kids and whatever. But like, and I'm sure she resents certain things 100%. Like, well, I didn't get to do this or whatever. Like, I resent a lot. I do. I resent it. And it's like, I'm looking at this person who's like a good friend of mine and my co-parent. And I'm processing how pissed I am about things that went on for years that I allowed to happen.
Yeah.
My fault.
Yep.
And mind you, I kept thinking it would change if I did all these things. So I'm like, I'm going to turn myself inside out. Oh, wait, nothing's changed. I'm pissed. But it's like, who did that? Me.
Yeah, it's.
I did it.
Once you create the dynamic, then the relationship grows from there.
Yeah. I was like, I did this for you. 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 And she's like, I never asked for any of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? You're kidding. And in all fairness, Cindy, she didn't.
Well, the truth is, if you have to throw it back at them, then you have to
you
think about.
Because you think they're going to change.
But did you really do it for her or for your pleaser?
You got it. Well, I did it because I thought that like I could. Yeah. It's like. I could bring you back to this place where you can be what I need.
Yeah.
So if I give you all this stuff, if I do all of this for you, then will you have enough time to be a wife again?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, and the answer was no. She just was like, she just was not interested for whatever reason. She wanted different things. She's like, well, I want us to be a family. And I was like, there's a family and there's a couple. There's both.
It's interesting.
And I resent it. I am furious.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel bad because she's like, all right, well, I'm still here as your friend.
Yeah.
Trying to co-parent with you. And I'll just be like a bitch because I'm pissed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got to get through this. Like, and I'm like, look, I'm mad. I think I'm processing. Like, you processed it. Like, I'm processing it right now.
Yeah.
And the person I need to be pissed at is me. I did it. I allowed it all to happen. I allowed it to go on for years. And I should have stopped.
It's hard to stop when you're in the middle.
And then I started it again. And like, and then the new girl was like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, I'm a fucking grown up.
Right. See, but
then I was like, whoa.
See, that wasn't 8-9 years in the making.
No,
this got caught right away.
Yeah.
And she said, hang on a sec. And I've seen this happen in other relationships where in the beginning I'm like, ah, that this new person really is standing up for themselves. They're not falling for his shit this time.
Yeah.
And then within months.
It caves.
And all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, okay, sure. Give me everything. And
yep.
When they don't cave, you've now met someone who is their own person.
It's very interesting. Like this new girl, like we were in Japan and she gets like hypoglycemic. And I was like, you know, the snacks and the food and the this and oh my God. And is she going to be hungry? And is she going to? And she was like, you know that I have been traveling by myself for years and years and years, right? Like you're starting to make me feel like I'm a child.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
I like her.
I mean, let's not hold our breath. Right? I mean, I hope so. Let's hope that anything can happen. But I mean, I was like, I do this.
Yeah.
And I do this for like value. I do this because I worry like, oh my God, is she going to become like, what if she's hungry? Like, is she going to fall apart? Like, I need to stabilize her. Oh my God, which is my childhood shit. And it's like, okay. And then there was another day where like she was just not in a good mood. And I was like, what's wrong with you? She's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, well, you're like distant. You're like walking ahead of me. She's like, I'm on vacation. I'm sightseeing. I'm like, but in New York, you would never walk ahead of me. She's like, we're not in New York. We're in Japan with a group of people. Right. And it's like, she's like, I feel like I can never just like, what if I'm having an off day?
Yeah.
And I realized that it's like about me, right? Like, oh my God, what if she's having an off day? Like if she's having an off day, like, is she going to abandon me? Like it's my weird childhood shit. But it's like she's stopping me in this pattern.
Right.
Right? Which is good. But I would just do it again. I would just start it all over again. And that's where I think I find that so many of us have these resentments. But are you enabling it?
Mm.
And then wishing they would stop you, right? If they really loved you, they would know what you need. If they really loved you, they would do X, Y, and Z. If they really loved you, they would read your mind. They wouldn't allow you to do this. They would, right, you know, and it's like, but the reality is, and my shrink's been telling me for years, you're doing this, you're creating this, you're enabling this, you're this, mm-hmm. you're this. And I'm like, but.
Right, right.
You know, like, I don't know what would have, but I don't know what would have happened had I been different. I wasn't different.
Again, that will drive you insane. If I had done A instead of B, what would have, you know, that's
I
like,
don't know.
It's,
I really
can't.
Don't know. I don't know. But I realize that, like, I do it. And then when the other person is like, all right, you know what I mean? Then I'm like, and mind you, it took me years to be pissed about it with Heidi, but like, there are many relationships where I do this, and it's all my fucking fault.
This. So then if you are trying to do something for someone and they say, you know, I don't need you to do that.
Even with my brother, I do it sometimes.
But then do you feel like, oh, they don't need me?
I don't think it's they don't need me. I think I'm afraid they're going to fall apart. Like my brother was having a fight with his business partner yesterday and his business partner was pissed. And I felt like he had a reason to be pissed. Mm-hmm. I did. And he's like, there are a million other people I can get to do this that don't. Right. And I was like, I hear you, you know, whatever. And I was like, Greg, you need to call him. And Greg's like, you don't need to worry about my relationship with Evan. Stay out of it. But you know why I was worried? Because I was like, if he loses his job, guess who's going to be paying all these bills? And then in the car, I was like, you know what? I'm not paying. And then I did not order him Nobu sushi and spend $300 on his salmon sashimi. I did not get him a massage after I got my massage because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this because like you are living the life of Riley here. I pay all the bills and he's wonderful and I adore him and he's my favorite person. But probably the person closest to me in the world.
Yeah.
Because my kids are my kids. But like probably the person closest to me in the world is my brother and knows me and does take care of me. But I'm the one enabling this.
Yeah, because it sounds like you were like...
And then I'm like, Greg, get it together.
Yeah, you're subconsciously punishing him for something he didn't you know, he never asked for these things.
You got
You've
it.
Just been giving
you
him these
it.
Things, and now you're like, I'm mad. I'm going to pull these away.
Yes.
Like, what?
Because I'm like, you don't want to take care of yourself.
But you're just fighting
well,
with yourself.
It. I am. You're right.
Just, it's all
you're
internal.
Abso-frickin-lutely right. And I, by the way, he never asked for it. I volunteered to do it because I was like, oh my God, what if my brother's not stable? If my brother's not stable, he's not going to be able to be there for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what, because I'm like, you know. Yeah. And it's all my shit.
Yeah, it's fair.
So anyway, the point of this was, if you are enabling a pattern that you then resent, you got to stop. And I know the fear is like, my fear is like, oh my God, like if they're going to fall apart. That is really my worry because it was something I grew up with.
Yeah.
You know, which is a different conversation. But like I had a parent that was not stable. We all know. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Hold it together. Hold them together. Hold it together. Hold them together. Do whatever you need to hold them together. Mm-hmm. And so I'm constantly like, what if you fall apart? I'm going to lose you. You're not going to love me. You're not going to be able to love me the way I need. So yes, it's selfish. And it is about them falling apart and me holding them together. But it always falls apart anyway.
Yeah. Somehow you have to find a way to start with a clean slate.
Yeah.
Let everyone in your life start with a clean slate as you meet them.
I know. But then I ruin it. And that's what, like, this girl, like, for my birthday, too, she's like, I don't even know what to do for your birthday. Mm. Like, what do I need to become Picasso? Because she's, like, she's very artistic. So, like, I'll take, like, things.
Yeah, but you know what? I think, you know, that's interesting. Like, I remember one year I was like, I think I'm going to give her the gift of health.
I am.
You know what I mean? Like,
giving
a gift.
But, you and I eventually stopped giving it because we're like, you don't need my money. You got your own money. Like,
yeah,
we're
no.
just there for as exactly. for people. And it's like little things, like a pair of socks that say.
Yeah, like this I'm going to read on the toilet.
A book on gangster rap.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, this makes me happy.
Jill brought him a book today.
Yeah, about gangster rap.
The history of gangster rap.
Well, and that,
from
well,
Schooly D to Kendrick Lamar. But to me, like, this is.
Another thing is, you know.
Feeling
she
knows.
You see
something.
Yeah, you see something reminded you of him. You got it for him.
Like, I know, like, she.
The hard part with him, though, is like one time I got him a birthday present. I went to his house and he had it. And I was like, oh. So like that's part of that. I was like, oh, man.
Well, no. I mean, when you're in a new relationship and it's like, okay.
A gift is a gift. It's not about the value. It's about the thought process.
She got me the dog thing for Christmas.
Awesome. Like,
she's
that's
like,
an amazing gift.
Yeah.
Because yes,
she knows
thoughtful,
what the dog means to you.
Personal.
And it gives you less anxiety and stress to deal with when you're taking her.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess so. But like, man, this is part of that 50% we talked about earlier in the year that you can change. Like, this is your, if you're feeling this way, if you're feeling resentful or you're pissed and angry at people for letting you down, like, how much of that shit is your fault?
Yeah.
How much of it did you enable? And I get that there's reasons, believe me, and I get that they're deep, but it's a path that goes nowhere. So it's something we've got to work on and change.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, Select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, Cindy, what's kinesiology tape?
Oh, man, it's that really expensive tape you buy and then you put it on your sore muscle parts and then it makes it easier to do stuff.
Well, sort of. Easier to do stuff, no, but it's the colorful tape, yes, that you see on people's bodies. You see it at the gym. You see it on a lot of people. I think it's become like kind of synonymous with like, I'm an extreme athlete, which I don't, personally, like there are people that swear by it. I think it's harmless. That's your worst case scenario, right?
Yeah.
Might be expensive. Worst case scenario, it might waste a little bit of money. It might aggravate your skin a little bit and it might accomplish nothing. That's your worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Now, what the claim is, right? So you go to the gym and you see people with like this blue or pink or green or whatever tape on their bodies. And theoretically, it's supposed to be used to like lift the skin and decompress an injured muscle, and essentially help improve blood flow. For the life of me, don't understand that concept of improving blood flow. Like, I will say that like acupressure and acupuncture, they're creating like acupuncture is like, hey body, it's basically creating an inflammatory response, right?
Right.
And which is a good, right? We've talked about inflammation, which is arguably a good thing because we're like, hey, come over here and heal this up. Send nutrients, send, in Chinese medicine, they call it qi. We call it white blood cells. I don't know. Same thing, different thing. I don't know. But like the bottom line is you're directing your body's resources, be they energetic or physical, to heal in a certain location. The thing with this is they're saying that like, oh, you're already inflamed and it's releasing pressure and it's... and then there's things about like, how long do you stay taped? 24 hours to a week? How much tension do you do? There's no idea of how ideal, but you want it tight. Some people leave this thing on for 2 weeks.
The same tape?
Yeah. Because it's taped by like a doctor sometimes, right?
Well, like the instructions it comes with, it'll tell you different... Like, stretch it this much for this far and curve it up this way.
Between you and me, like, personally, I'm not a believer, but I think it's harmless. I have no reason to hate on it. And if you just like it. And by the way, like, mentally, what I do think is good about it, even if it was worthless, is that it is creating a mind, like, in training you cue people, right? So I'll poke them.
Right.
When I do train, which I give sessions away for charity, and I'll be like, here, and I'll poke them, like, and like, engage here. Like, if they're doing a push-up, I'm like, no, tuck this. No, squeeze there. No, pull these back. These go back. Squeeze my finger with your shoulder bit. Like, and I'm cueing them. I'm making them think about, like, what to engage. Because it sounds easy, but it actually is not, which is what form is all about. And we even got this thing the other day from somebody who wanted to like have me do something on Instagram story, right? We get a lot of those and we say no to, you've seen my stories, pretty much almost all of it, unless I think it's something cool. But it was something where like you like tape your back so that when you move in a certain way, you could feel yourself slouch, right? And I was like, that's totally cool. Like, that's actually not a bad idea. And I told G, I'm like, this one's fine. Pursue it if you want to pursue it, right? Because they'll send them to me and say like, yes or no. And 9 times out of 10, I say no, but this one I was like, yeah, why not? So like, if it's bringing a mindfulness to a certain part of your body that you either need to protect or you want to be engaged or you want to be focusing on, like, I think there's a benefit there. Do I understand how this would improve circulation? No, not even in the smallest, slightest bit, but I mean, and again, it's acupressure and acupuncture are about like, yo, right? Small injury here.
Yeah.
Send help. But I don't, cupping is the same thing, right? It's really the same thing.
What?
Kinesiology tape though, I'm not fully seeing it, but the people that love it, I mean,
I've used
swear
it.
By it. And do you notice?
I I thought I did. I mean, you see it all over all the athletes everywhere.
Even if it's a placebo and effect, I'm down with it.
Yeah, well, and I think you're right. It gave me an awareness of that part. So sometimes something like I had pulled an ab muscle or something, and I actually put it on there. And I thought, well, this isn't going to do anything. But I was aware of the spot, so I was careful not to.
You kept your core engaged.
Yes.
You don't like rotate in a certain way that you shouldn't if you have an injury. Or, you know, like the positioning of your knees, if it's taped a certain way and you're doing a squat, like you might feel it pull too much. It's like, oh, and if it helps cue you to stay in alignment aware, but like the concept of like, oh, no, we lift the skin a certain off of the muscle and then increase the circulate. Like I'm not buying that one.
I think when I first heard of it, I thought there was something like magnetic or something in the tape that it's tape. I mean, it's just,
and their thing is like it's claiming that it like removes inflammation, allowing for better movement. Like,
I mean, it's definitely
if you have an injury, you have an injury, and inflammation is actually necessary, which is why I always say don't take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories after a workout, because you're inhibiting the body's
repair.
Yes. And it's terrible for your kidney and your liver. But yeah, that's why you don't want to do that.
It's interesting. I mean, it definitely is different from other tapes. And I've bought the cheap just tape. And it's really just like, so you've just been playing with tape.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now, we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, Jillian, we've got a caller for you.
Thank God. I love it.
We have Jessica on the line.
Jessica, what's up, girl?
How's it going, Jill?
Well, it's going good now that you're on the phone. You know that Jake has screwed up several of our last calls.
I'm two for three today.
You know that he is, by the way, a sound engineer. So, in fact, his specialty is to coordinate things just like this. So the fact that we're connecting shouldn't be a miracle, and yet it is. And I am overjoyed to be talking to you, not just because I want to be talking to you, but because I actually am talking to you, Jessica. So before Jake accidentally disconnects this call or calls you something like Ralph and you get offended and hang up, please tell me your question so that I may engage in a helpful conversation.
Hi, Jillian. So my question is, I live in a place where we don't get a lot of sun, and seasonal depression is really big around here, and so I was wondering if there is any way to combat that.
Look, kid, I mean, I'm going to guess you know the obvious, right? It's like light boxes and dawn simulators and aromatherapy, and, you know, this is your standard, like, WebMD answer. I mean, that, you know, like, do some lavender shit around the house and go for a jog and then, you know, go on a vacation where there's sun and get a light box and, like, you know, and that's the answer to not getting enough sun. But, like, you're still calling me and that's a Google search away. So my question is, like, do you think anything else is going on?
Well, I don't know. It feels like, because I work at a station, and even, like, just this morning, like, our entire crew is sitting in the training room, and all together we're just, like, in this big slump and was very, like, lethargic, and everybody's like, holy shit, like, we haven't seen the sun in, a couple weeks. Like, we're taking, like, I'm regularly taking, like, vitamin D, like, tablets, and, like, I just recently bought one of those light lamps that I've been trying to use, and I don't know, like a couple of the other guys too, like they'll have like the little small ones to like attach to our racks and stuff. But nothing.
Hey, Jessica, this is Giancarlo. How are you?
Pretty good.
Can you tell me where you are? Because I'm thinking like you're in Tromso, Norway right now. Where are you?
No, I'm stationed in LaPush, Washington.
Got it.
Where?
Washington State.
LaPush, Washington? Yes.
On a naval base?
So are you not seeing the sun?
Coast Guard base.
Wait, you're in America. What am I missing about this kid? Is it just because it's winter?
What was that?
Wait, why are we not seeing the sun? Is it just because it's cloudy outside? I know, because I thought you were in Tromso too. I was like, kid, where the?
No. Yeah, we won't see the sun for like weeks at a time here. It's like the Pacific Northwest, and in this area of the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, you mean it's just like super gray and shitty out, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. I know G and I were giant. Like, you're like, you know, in the North Pole. I understand. Okay. Yeah. It's just shitty out. Yep. All right.
I'm originally from Southern California. So I'm like all about like sunbathing all the time. And, like,
well, that's not good for you.
Like, I mean,
son of a bitch.
Like,
this no, Jessica, absolutely not with the sunbathing. Your whole generation is supposed to know better. Shame on you. Okay, kid. Look, the obvious is going to be keep yourself on a sleep schedule, right? Like, use things that brighten and make the room feel fresher with regard to, like, keep all the windows open even if it's gray outside. Like, get a light box. You know, practice meditation. Get some aromatherapy, stuff that you love that is, like, fresher spring scents, right? Like, floral scents, things that kind of that are natural, no chemical crap, because that's just bad for you. But like essential oils, all that stuff, sprays from essential oils, you know, get outside and work out. That helps a lot. But take a vacation. I mean, those are my answers. But I'm wondering, too, just like you're not at home, you know, you're stationed somewhere. Like, I'm just wondering if maybe also you're not just like a little homesick. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally. I'm like counting down the days till I move back to California right now.
Yeah. And do you think that's just because it's cloudy outside?
I mean, it's part of it because once, like during the summer, it feels like you could kind of tell like during around like the same time of the year, it's like you just fall into like this slump and it's always like the same time every year.
Yeah. I mean, they do like, listen, if it was severe, you hate to, like, I truly would hate to recommend this unless you were in a clinical depression and like, you know, your mother just died. Like, if it was severe, there are antidepressants, but I would like, I would try everything other than that first. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just, and surrounding yourself, it sounds to me too, like, I mean, do you have people you love back here in California?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I would be like, that would be hard on me no matter what the hell weather was outside. Like, I'd miss my family. I mean, I'd miss home. Like, I think there's elements of that going on, sweetie, beyond the fact that it's shitty outside. It's shitty here in California right now. Like, right. It's been cloudy and shitty, and I don't know if you've been paying attention, but after we had fires, we had massive mudslides. What else is new? So, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's more to it. I think, like, I don't know if your loved ones are allowed to come for a visit. I think that might help. I think, are you FaceTiming regularly when you have a moment?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I think the more you can capture that connection with home and whoever is at home, I think that's going to help a lot.
You're probably right, too.
I'm always right, sweetie.
But never wrong.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's what I would really focus on, is trying to get really making concentrated efforts to stay connected with the people, because it's easy to get caught up, you know, and it's like you get busy, they get busy, a text here and there. But like, I would, you know, like, hey, I need a FaceTime, you know, X amount of times a week. I need to hear from you. I need to see your face, whether it's friends, family, a significant other. And you know what? Like, I was in Japan for the holidays, and it was the first time that Heidi was like, can we, you know, rotate on these holidays? Because I want to go to my parents' house. And so we did Christmas like the day before Christmas, and then she went to her parents' house. And like, the retirement community in Florida was not doing that. And, you know, I did that. There's a reason I'm divorced. And I was like, no, you know, okay, sure. And it's like, I got it. But then, you know, by the time like day 10 hit, I was like, this is insane. And it's not like I don't take vacations, but I was like, I was feeling anxious, I was feeling depressed, I was FaceTiming with the kids like every day. It was a lot, and that was only 10 days, you know. And I was like, yeah. I was like, this sucks, I don't ever want to do this again. I'm like, we got to figure something else out, it's too long. It was really wearing on me, and that was 10 days. So I'm wondering, I think that could definitely just be a part of it, beyond that it's cloudy and shitty, and I get it. And, you know, it's easier when you're busy, and it's easier when it's bright outside. But I do think that connection with home will help. So make a concentrated effort there on top of your light box and your lavender smells, all right?
I definitely will.
All right, sweetheart. And by the way, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.